Streets were dark strips between the blocks, moving slowly like a stream of ants. Beyond the palace, I recognized the hippodrome. Dotting its track were miniature chariots pulled by miniature horses, circling around and around. They looked like my brother's toys. Nearby were the stables, though I could not catch sight of my Bucephalus. Far to the west were the vast yellow sands of the Sahara, with a green mark near the coast, an oasis perhaps? And in the other direction, the Nile flowed into the Mediterranean. Now I know what birds see, I thought. Are the gods up here too, looking down on us as if we were ants? Can Isis see me? Is she up here, or is she in her temple? The higher we climbed, the more the walls slanted in. The air was hot from a loud, roaring furnace directly overhead, the mighty beacon of Alexandria. My neck ached from looking up. I could see a high ledge outside one of the windows, where a statue of Poseidon looks out over the ocean. A man wearing an iron mask and iron netting over his shirt was heaving wood on the pyre. I wondered if the iron made his skin blister from the horrible heat. The lighthouse master held his arm out so we would go no further. He pointed up toward a huge round